This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been studying for the past several days about the marks of a great man of God. And of course, for today, that would be marks of a great Christian, even though we're studying about a man in the Old Testament. Of course, people in the Old Testament were not Christians. They could be faithful followers of God, but no one was a Christian until after Jesus died and had established the cogency and authority of his own will. As Hebrews 9:17 says, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it, for it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." So you see, the New Testament of Christ was not in force before he died. In fact, it was not in force until the day of Pentecost following his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus giving the Great Commission, as we're told in Luke 24, and Jesus came unto them saying, "Thus it behooved the Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Notice that repentance and remission of sins in the name of Christ, that is, by his authority, according to his will, was not made known as a law in force until after Jesus was resurrected from the dead, gave the Great Commission, ascended to the Father, and sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. But in spite of the fact that Caleb and these other Jewish people were living during a time that the law of Christ was not in effect, they nevertheless, he does, exhibit the marks of a great man of God. Already I've talked about the fact that he was great because he had great faith in God and not in himself or any other human being. Now I turn in the second place as a mark of a great man of God, as especially exemplified in Caleb is. He was great because he had great self-respect. Not within and of himself, not within himself intrinsically or within himself per se, but in himself as a follower of God, but in himself as one who is faithful to God. You see, we must distinguish between simply recognizing ourselves and our own power and recognizing the power that we have as faithful children of God. Jesus makes clear that he will be with us in the carrying out of the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And so when Caleb is saying, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome," in the face of an entire nation which is turned against God's instruction and determined instead of going into the Promised Land as God had instructed them to do, to elect a new captain, a new leader, and go back to Egypt into the bondage that awaited them there, he is saying, "Let us go up at once," that is, into the Promised Land, "and possess it," that is, possess that land, "for we're well able to overcome." He is saying that we can have respect for ourselves as children of God, as followers of God, even though the people were saying, "We were in their sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in our own." Now, you know, it's not such a pleasant thing to be regarded as a grasshopper by other people. But we can live with that. If everybody in the world regarded you as a nothing, that would not be all that significant so long as you yourself did not come to so regard yourself. If you could have the confidence in yourself as a creature of God, as one who in the sight of God and his Son Jesus Christ is alone worth more than the entire world, then you can do something with your life. These men had said, "But we were in the sight of those people in the land of Canaan as grasshoppers, and so we were in our own." And Caleb is saying, in effect, "Look, there is no ground, there's no reason for you to feel that way. We are the children of God. We ought to have respect for ourselves as the children of God." In the next place, Caleb was a great man of God because he saw the problems that they faced in the shadow of God rather than the other way around. Now look at the great mob of people, all of the adult population of that nation, with the exception of Caleb and Joshua, were saying, "We cannot do it. We cannot go into the land." The problems were so big that they obscured God. You see, what they were doing were viewing God in the shadow of their problems, but Caleb and Joshua were viewing the problems in the shadow of God, and therefore the problems didn't look very big. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of great marks of God.